evening, folks, and welcome to the halfway point of high school football. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's contest as the Elkton Pigeon Vapor Lakers head east to the Sunrise Side in a drive-in pirate country, Harbor Beach, Michigan. Alongside me tonight, as always, is a true professional. He even has license to prove it. Sports fans, please welcome Dave Hansen back to the broadcast. Dave.
How you doing, Clark? Glad to be back. Looks like a great day for football.
Yes, indeed. But you know, Dave, I'm really having a tough time wrapping my head around the fact that tonight is the halfway point for the regular season. Hard to believe.
Where the first half went. I mean, it seems like we've only done a few games, and here we are halfway done.
Halfway there. We're living out of prayer, in fact. Last week's game of the week took us to Tuscola County, where the Cass City Redhawks hosted the Bad Axe Hatchets. The Maize and Blue found themselves in the end zone for the first time, not once, not twice, but three times. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough for the victory as Cassidy pulled out the victory 50-20.
For me, Clark, I thought Bad Axe had their most impressive game of the year. I know it was the first game they scored this year, but they had times where they looked like a very good football team, and they had times where they looked the opposite. Good for them to get on the scoreboard. Cassidy, on the other hand, dominated that game pretty much throughout as they controlled every aspect of the game, especially on defense.
In that game, Bad Axe was led with a strong rushing presence from Jared Emmerich. He had up with 163 yards on 15 carries and two touchdowns. Cass City, they control the tempo of the game with a strong and steady backfield.
Say it's enough said right there. Jared Emmerich really did well for Bad Axe. Cass City, though, mixed in the pass when they needed to. The two-point conversions were coming in every time. They did a lot of good things. Cass City played a very tough game that night.
Well, tonight another chapter will be written, a long saga that rivals Homer's The Odyssey. Lakers against Harbor Beach, the East versus the West, with a rich history between these two teams. It's time for a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to break down all of the area games leading up to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. Lakers at Harbor Beach. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Keep it right here.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed Axe, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already. But what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. On the web at clarkramsey.com.
And for tonight, you'll need to read chapters 4 through 9.
Oh, man, homework again. With all this reading, you think I'll be able to split the atom by year's end? Hey, that's Twitter-worthy. And thanks to Thumb Cellular, I'll just whip out my free Motorola Defy and tweet away. Oh, wow, I didn't see this. John just posted his schedule. I didn't realize how hard he has it. Mrs. Scuttlebutt can be a real demon in the classroom. I guess John has the Samsung Galaxy S. And got it for only $29. All you had to do was visit Thumb Cellular during their back-to-school sale. There seems to be more phones with the word free next to the title than ones with a price. Thumb Cellular treats us like kings. Or seniors. Practically the same thing here at school. Stop into Thumb Cellular. You'll thank me later. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
Hey, is that a cell phone in school?
No. Yes.
Welcome back to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week tonight. You can hear we're a little bit clear tonight, folks, and we're going to hope for the best as throughout here, but we have our backup system just in case. Hopefully, I'm jinxing myself by having the secondary system set up, but let's hope so. And folks, if you're listening and coming to the game, stay off your cell phones, please. Well, this game's broadcast is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Knight's Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center and Bad Axe, McDonald's Food and Family Center, Connect Radio and Air Conditioning at the East End of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, K&S Insurance in Harbor Beach, Moore Shoreline in Sleeping, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Caso, Cass City, and Bay City, and Moore Motor Sales of Carroll. Sailor phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. All right, other games in the area tonight, Dave, besides the WIW Sports Game of the Week, Lakers at Harbor Beach. We start in the West, Vassar at Reese. Dave?
That should be a good game, Clark. I think Reese is the favorite there. I'd take Reese in that game. They're just always so solid, so tough to beat, especially that's in Reese, isn't it, Clark?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, I definitely like Reese in that game.
Cass City is at USA. The Cass City has been an up and down. They've had a couple of victories in that. We saw them defeat Bad Axe quite handedly last week, and USA coming off a 2-point victory over the Lakers.
Again, I like the home team there. I like USA over Cass City. I think Cass City hangs around in that game probably for a good three quarters, but I like the way USA controls the game, and I like how they play defense.
And then we have Bad Axe traveling to Bay City to take on the All Saints. And that one, I'm picking Bad Axe.
As am I. I was impressed last week with Bad Axe, the run game. Their defense, even though the scoreboard showed them giving up 50, they forced some turnovers. They had their backs against the wall, no thanks to the offense. I like them in that game as well. I don't think much of Bay City right now. And Bad Axe, I think, is going to take last week's scores into this week.
And one thing to note, Bad Axe is really building a program from the ground up. I believe it was last night, not quite sure what week it was, though. Bad Axe traveled to Standish and put up 72 points in JV football on the board.
They did.
So they've got a great program coming up. Props to Mark Minetti and the rest of the crew there in Bad Axe for that. All right, here's an interesting one for you. Memphis at Brown City.
Yeah, I was looking at that one here before we got on the air here, Clark. Memphis can be a pesky team. Their defense really lacks. Their offense, though, can be as good as any with that spread offense throwing the football. I'm going to go with Brown City, though, here. Again, I like the home team, Brown City, another team very solid, especially at home. The ground game, that's where I'm going.
Sandusky is not in league play tonight. They are playing home as a host to Detroit Cesar Chavez. Not a clue.
Interesting there.
Not a clue.
Interesting there. And then, rooting for Sandusky, though. Yeah. Well, hopefully they can take it to them.
Yeah. And then Marlette at Ubley. This is going to be a great game.
Great football game. Ubley homecoming tonight. Marlette has played some teams tough this year. Ubley has steadily improved every week throughout the season. I like Ubley at home and homecoming. I think they have improved enough to defeat Marlette.
We are approaching the bottom of your 6 o'clock hour, 6:30 on the dot right now, so we're going to take a quick break. And then for the news and cancellations, then we will back right back to break down the game in front of us. It's the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers traveling to Harbor Beach to take on the Pirates in week number 5 of MHSAA football. Keep it locked on.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Come check out the 2013s that are arriving daily and the 2012s that are going fast. For example, we have acquired a good selection of hard-to-find 2012 Fusions. You can get $3,250 in rebates on this quality, dependable car that you rarely see in the service department. Come see me, Todd Bowers, and I will show you why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon
at the volume dealer of the Thumb, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll.
You're listening to WLEW, and here's a cancellation update for you. Shure Hospital Fitness Center will be closed tonight.
For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. Taking a look at our national and international headlines. U.S. officials say that heavily armed extremists who laid siege on a U.S. compound in Libya this month used sophisticated military-style tactics that may have steered